And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making world news. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Just as we go to where in the east, in the southeast, there's a little bit of breaking news out of New York City where police are investigating reports of gunfire in Lower Manhattan. One person has been taken into custody. According to police, it's not immediately known if there are any injuries. The incident took place near the West Side Highway. That's coming out of Manhattan. We'll give you more information on that as it comes to hand. But I want to go to North Korea this morning, Fran, where since 2006, they've conducted six nuclear weapons tests of increasing power under a single mountain in the country's northeast near the Chinese border. As we've discussed before, Fran, the way they do the tests is they dig a tunnel deep under Mount Mantap, they put the nuclear weapon in the tunnel, then they detonate it from the outside. As you might imagine, this causes a collapse of the tunnel they built, and so each test requires a new tunnel to be dug. After the most recent test at the beginning of September, scientists in surrounding countries detected significant changes in the surface of the mountain and were concerned that the peak might implode, potentially releasing radioactive gas into the atmosphere, which would be a very big problem for their relationship with China. Today we're hearing more reports about the instability of the mountain. Japanese TV station TV Asahi has broadcast a report which has been written up today in newspapers around the world, suggesting that soon after the last nuclear test, there was a tunnel collapse which trapped 100 workers inside the mountain. A rescue attempt was then launched, but there was another tunnel collapse leading to the presumed death of around 200 people at the North Korean nuclear test site. Now, this is only coming from one report on Japanese TV, and any reports from North Korea are inherently difficult to corroborate. But if it's true, it may cause delays in the country's nuclear development. Now, North Korea is likely to be in the spotlight quite a bit over the next week or so as the US President Donald Trump visits the region. He outlined some of his itinerary this morning.
We're going to Vietnam. We're going to the Philippines, which is a strategically important location where the previous administration was not exactly welcomed.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly says he's still very concerned by what's happening on the Korean Peninsula.
And that's why he cannot have a ICBM that can deliver a survivable nuclear device to the homeland. But they're coming close, Laura, and I just don't think
they kept you up at night. You said this was the issue that kept you up at night more than any other issue. Is it still?
It certainly still is.
John Kelly speaking to Fox News' Laura Ingram yesterday in an interview which is getting a lot of attention in the news for John Kelly's comments about the Civil War and the Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee was an honorable man. He was a man that gave up his country to fight for his state, which in 150 years ago was more important than country. It was always loyalty to state first back in those days. Now where it's different today. The lack of an ability to compromise led to the Civil War.
Now, many historians would argue that slavery, not an inability to compromise, caused the Civil War. And this has led to a pretty big argument around the United States this morning with a lot of people arguing both sides of this. Some commentators are wondering whether the argument over the Civil War is actually an attempt to distract from yesterday's news that charges have been laid against former senior members of the Trump campaign. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, made it clear that the White House would definitely prefer not to be talking about that story.
You guys seem completely obsessed with this while there are a lot of other things happening around the country and, frankly, a lot of other things that people care a lot more about. The media refuses to cover it, and I think that's the distraction. Instead of the focus being constantly on tax cuts and tax reform, my guess is if you look at the records, the questions that I take in here day out have far more to do with an investigation that, frankly, most Americans don't care too much about and a whole lot less to do with policies that actually impact them.
The president himself shut down a mini press conference this morning when questions started flying about the charges.
Some people have mentioned that. Hopefully not.
Are you gonna pardon Mr. Manafort?
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Mr. President, what's your reaction to George Papadopoulos?
Thank you very much.
Your reaction to the guilty plea, Mr. President?
Thank you.
Now, Fran, one of yesterday's biggest bombshells was about George Papadopoulos, a man who has apparently been proactively cooperating with the FBI after striking a plea bargain on charges of lying to federal agents about making contacts with Russians on behalf of the Trump campaign. The White House has made it very clear this morning that they want nothing to do with him, and they say that he was only caught out lying with their help because they say that they provided the emails that proved he was lying to the investigation.
Okay. All right. The plot thickens. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan, it's 10 minutes to 7 on Breakfast.